Pro-Hamas protests have been making their way all across the country at all of our top colleges and universities. It's been quite the scene to see, but I've got to be honest with you folks, it's quite strange how all of these protests are now just suddenly popping up. We're talking about a war that started back on October 7th, and now everyone's focus for some reason are all of these protests that are popping up all across the country at all of these colleges and universities. And well, for me, I always think, what's the bigger story here? I don't trust anyone. I don't trust our media. I don't trust the people who are our elected officials telling us what's going on here. So what I'm seeing is a well-orchestrated distraction. Now hear me out, okay? Before you guys yell at me like everyone did yesterday on Twitter, I do believe that you should be able to protest whatever you want to protest, as long as it's peaceful. You're allowed to protest. That's your right as an American. But I'm deeply concerned at everyone who's cheering on, saying that we need to stop these protests, we need to get police involved. And we're watching police, it looks like from the images, attack these protesters. And some of them are peaceful, so you have to give them that. Now, the reason why I am skeptical in all of this is, number one, I don't support Hamas, obviously. We should all declare that because yesterday I was anti-Semite. But I want to drive home this point here. Why are police going on the college campuses and stopping peaceful protests? Universities and colleges, they all have their own police force. So why aren't they the ones going after all of this? Well, got to be honest with you, I don't understand why this is happening. I mean, I've asked this question, and for asking this question, I was told I was anti-Semitic. We're just throwing that word out here everywhere these days. But honestly, why are they getting involved? These universities and colleges invented and created these monsters. And let's be honest here, folks, they're not very intelligent. There was one reporter who was going around asking these college students why they were there, and it specifically has to do with the NYU protests that are going on right now. And so when one reporter asks a Columbia student, or an alleged Columbia student, why are you here? Well, this is what they said.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're. Do you know what NYU's doing?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
Ah, look at our future. So bright. Well, good thing the other one has a face mask on, so you'll never be able to identify her. But they're being honest with you. They don't know why they're there. But who sent them there? Who told her to go to NYU? That's the key point we should be all talking about right now. Now, listen, again, I support your right for freedom of speech and freedom of protest. And I don't think police should be going there and breaking these things up. I think the colleges should have to deal with this because, well, they created the beast. We talk about this all the time. But why are we forcing law enforcement to get involved? Yes. They are making very hateful chants. They are saying death to America. They are threatening students. I constantly am hearing that on Twitter, and I get it. But then the colleges should be getting involved. The colleges should be suspending these individuals who are saying these things. They should be kicking them off campus. And that's when you call police, when they don't want to leave. But ultimately here, folks, a lot of these protesters are just ignorant. They don't know why they're there. They don't understand that this has been a holy war that's been going on for quite some time. They don't understand what the issue is here. They think that they're a part of some greater cause. And well, sadly, they are getting arrested for it. And I want to remind our audience that when they're getting arrested, they are making these pouty faces and they're making comparisons like this. It's not that, folks. It's not that. But again, they don't realize what happened. I mean, literally, they're talking about something that happened on October 7th. So it wasn't that long ago when Israel was literally invaded by terrorists and their women were dragged off and raped and slaughtered, and their children were slaughtered, and their men and elderly were slaughtered. And it was an awful attack, awful attack. But these protesters, they don't understand any of that. They don't get it. I mean, it's the most disturbing thing in the world. And I want to also drive home the point that you guys, most of these students, and we're going to talk about it later with Alex Rosen, have no idea, these female students, that they would never survive in Gaza. I think if we had to do something, we should create a new study abroad program. Send them to Gaza, send them to the Middle East, see how they like it. All of a sudden, these protests would dissipate completely. because they're so spoiled, they don't even realize their rights that they have here in this country. But again, they have a right to peacefully protest, and if the college has any issues with it, the college needs to get involved. I also don't believe that we should be sitting here and saying, well, because they're making comments about Jewish students and they are making threats to them, that that's the reason why police didn't get involved too. They, again, have their own university police. They should be the ones handling it. And if you really don't like it, leave. I'm telling you guys, the power of money is insane. They will get involved once you pull the money. Once students start dropping out because of what's going on, once donors start pulling their money away, they will intervene. They'll be forced to. So it's very, very important that we recognize that. Now, again, this is a distraction, because if you recall, just last weekend, Speaker Mike Johnson, who's supposedly a conservative, just pushed forward over $95 billion in foreign aid. It was disturbing to witness. It was a black eye on the speaker because, yet again, he was caught kneeling to the left-wing extremists in his own caucus, I guess it would be our Congress, and Joe Biden. Ultimately, folks, I'll also drive this point home too. He last week waived your Fourth Amendment rights, didn't stand for it. He actually voted against it. He pushed through FISA, warrantless FISA. So just to kind of shift the attention, wouldn't it be convenient if Speaker Mike Johnson got involved in these protests? It's a great deflection. Take a listen.
You're standing here right now on the steps of the Lowe Library. In this very building right behind us, Columbia University once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree, and it was Churchill who said, "It is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited." We believe in that principle. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students this simple truth: neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
Why is the speaker there? Doesn't make sense, unless, of course, you are looking to deflect. And again, folks, he had himself a heck of a week last week, and he knows he's being bashed by the conservatives and by Americans because, well, he's given up our rights as Americans. And so this is a clear deflection. Now, what else could they be deflecting from, and then why the media is pushing this all into the rest of us? Well, earlier this week, Judge Cannon started releasing unredacted documents regarding Jack Smith, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, in President Trump's classified documents trial. And, well, it has been completely disturbing what we've witnessed. We've had Julie Kelly on this show to detail everything. I've detailed what we found out so far. And it looks like what we've already figured. The Biden White House had its hands all over the National Archives and the prosecution of President Trump. And that's what they didn't want you to see. So again, when you're looking to deflect, you've got to create a bigger story. And that's what we're seeing here unfolding all across the country at all of our colleges and universities. Now, I want to remind you folks, Jack Smith's one job is to take Donald Trump to trial before the election. And that's Vanity Fair's headline. That was his job. And now it's all in jeopardy. They don't want you seeing that, of course. And it's not just that. What we talked about earlier in the show, you guys might recall, the Arizona indictments. Many of you guys might recall, these are just regular patriots who were looking to challenge the election back in 2020. Well, now they're all being indicted by their communist AG over in Arizona. It's disturbing. They don't want you to see it. Because again, folks, the classified documents case is collapsing. The Fulton County case is collapsing. The case in Manhattan against President Trump has literally no legitimacy. That's collapsing. So they're bringing in another backup plan. They're hoping by indicting over 18 innocent Americans that they could get a couple of them to turn on the president of the United States. Maybe they'll say a couple of things that they can use against him in court, because eventually they're going to want to prosecute him too, I'm sure. And well, this is what they're all looking to do. They keep doing it in all different other states. But folks, I want to remind you all, this is a deflection. Whenever they're showing you something and they're hyper-focused on one thing that just randomly pops up, like these random protests all around the country, it's because there's something behind it they don't want you to see. So it's extremely important for you to pay attention. Don't fall for the emotional stuff. Because, well, remember this. 4 years ago, What were they doing right now in the corporate media? Well, they were trying to get you emotionally involved and dragged into the George Floyd killing. They wanted you because they wanted you to be upset about George Floyd. They wanted you to be emotionally involved, so they dragged you in. It was a big story because it was right before a major election. It caused a summer of love, endless violence, created hatred, division. Sadly, many officers lost their lives or were assaulted. And so they're looking to recreate that again. So before you get emotionally involved and start calling everyone an anti-Semite on Twitter, remember, folks, this is only meant to be divisive. Keep that in mind. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.